Thank you for holding, Mrs. Andrews.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? My name is John Pribble. I'm a licensed agent. How's it going today?
So far, so good, I think.
Oh, wonderful. So I see here that you're in Louisiana, zip code 70517. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I'm up here now.
Okay. Also, this call may be monitored and recorded for quality control and training purposes. Now, do me a favor, grab a pen and paper so I can give you all of my information first so you know who you're speaking to.
Okay, just a minute.
No problem. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so my first name again, John, J-O-H-N. My last name is...
What's your last name?
My last name is Pribble, P like in Paul.
Okay.
R-I-B as in Bravo, I-L. P-R-I-B-I-L, and I'm a licensed agent with U.S. Medicare brokers.
Okay. Okay, I got that.
See here. Okay, perfect. Now, do me a favor and get your red, white, and blue Medicare card if you don't have it handy already. That way I can pull up exactly what you have and also what options are available in your area.
Okay. Just a minute.
No problem.
That's the third time they called. Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So what's the ID number? Should be letters and numbers.
1, capital C, capital H, 5, capital Y, 75, capital M, capital Y, 64.
Okay, and then when did your Part A hospital and Part B medical take effect?
2-02-01-211.
Okay, so both A and B started February 1st of 2011?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No problem. And do me a favor and just verify your date of birth for me.
January 22nd, 1953.
Perfect. Okay, so let's take a look here. I'm going to pull everything up now. Medicare just added a few extra steps, so.
Oh, they did? Like what?
Well, to, you know, in order to pull everything up, But, you know, they added a couple extra steps for us to pull everything up, but now it actually pulls all of your prescriptions within the last couple months. So that part actually makes it a little bit easier for us.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be able to verify everything in just a second here.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, and your zip code 70517. So you got Medicare prior to 65, I assume, through disability?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know I have Medicare.
All right, so let's see here. Now, is it possible that there's a different zip code on file? 70517,
no.
Okay. All right, so let me just go through this info again here. So I have your A and your B was February 1st, 2000.
Wait, what's the zip code?
70517?
Right, that's it.
Okay. Did you recently move, or have you been at this zip code for a little bit?
No, I'm still there. I just ain't in there.
Okay.
I'm out of town right now, but I was wondering. What I'm asking is, I can use that Medicare anywhere or just in Louisiana?
Let me see what plan that you have. If it's a life-threatening emergency, you can go anywhere.
Okay.
All right, so let me verify the number again. I have 1. C is in Charlie, H is in hotel, 5. Y is in Yankee, 75.
Uh-huh.
M is in Mike, Y is in Yankee, 54.
Right.
Okay, and on the card, it says Penny Andrews, or do you have a hyphenated last name?
No.
Name on the card.
Penny A. Simon.
Penny, say that again?
Penny Andrew Simon.
Oh, okay, so it's Andrews and then Simon?
Right, it's my maiden name.
Verify the spelling of Simon for me.
S-I-M-O-N.
That's what I thought. Okay, is there just a space or is there a hyphen?
No, it's just Simon.
Okay.
But
and then it says Andrews space Simon.
Right.
Okay, so that's probably the problem here.
Yeah. It's
$122.53. Why is it this up going up here?
But I'm still using Andrew.
But on the card, it says, you said Penny A. Andrews space Simon?
No, it says Penny A. Simon. A is stands for Andrews.
Okay. It's like solving a mystery with these things sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not a space. It is a space, but it says Penny A. Simon. A just stands for Andrew.
Okay, it's still not pulling up. Let's see here. Let's see. I'm still trying to get all this pulled up here for you.
Okay, gotta wait. I ain't going nowhere. Mm. want some oatmeal?
Hold on.
Yeah, I got some oatmeal. I got the apple, cranberry. They all kind of flavors.
Come on. And just to verify that card number, you said it was the number 1, C is in Charlie, H is in hotel, 5, Y is in Yankee, 7-5, M is in Mike, Y is in Yankee, 5-4?
6-4.
6-4.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. That's bingo. Okay, that's what it was. All right, so let's get this pulled up here. Yeah, see, I told you, it's like trying to solve a mystery. Finally cracked the code, so now we're about to log in now. Okay, let's see what we got here for you. Okay, yep, I do see Penny A. Simon. Okay, and then currently you have Humana, the regional PPO plan?
Yeah, I have that too, but I haven't used it.
All right, let's see. Okay, you do have the extra help, which is great. So now let's take a look here. Now, what parish are you in, or is that zip code in? Is that in Lafayette Parish or St. Martin Parish?
St. Martin Parish.
Okay. Now, are you using Humana for any prescriptions, or you get them all through the VA?
I get that through the VA. I haven't used Humana yet.
Ah,
I just haven't used it yet.
Now, you understand Humana is costing you $55 a month, right? On top of Medicare.
For Humana?
Yeah.
No, not just telling me now. I don't know.
They didn't tell you this?
No.
Oof.
They were just telling me what it covered. They were just telling me what I can use it for.
So
here's
what you're paying right now. You're paying for Medicare, $144.60.
All right.
Plus, just double check here. Okay, plus also Humana, which is $55.20. That's about $200 right there. So let me see if there's something that we can get rid of that $55 for you, because that'll definitely help you out tremendously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would. I didn't know that.
That'll save you almost $700 right off the bat.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know why they did that. That really wasn't...
I don't either.
So let's see here. Do you have any doctors that you see outside of the VA, or not really?
I don't see no hot doctors in the VA. They're all out of Baton Rouge.
No, but what I'm saying though are all of your doctors are primarily they're with the VA, right?
No, they're not.
They're not. They're not. Okay. So
no.
Let's take a look here.
Okay.
What's the name of the first doctor that you see?
Dr. Timothy Duke.
Okay, so you don't really use the VA except for prescriptions.
Right. I'm not a veteran.
Man. Okay, so how did you get VA? Did you get it through a spouse or?
Yeah, my husband did it. He was a veteran.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so you said Dr. Timothy
Duke, D-U-K-E.
Duke. Let's see.
Hello,
he's out of Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
Yes,
Timothy?
It's all in Baton Rouge. It's
okay,
at Austin.
So he is, let me see if I found his address here. 10310 The Grove Boulevard, Baton Rouge.
Right.
Okay, so let me look him up here. The good thing is that you have the extra help, so you're not stuck having to pay that extra $55 for the rest of the year. So it's a good thing. But I'm surprised they didn't mention any of this. That's crazy.
Well, they didn't mention it because they were just letting me know of all the benefits I had and what I can use it for and this and that. Price never came up.
Wow. Yeah, I
didn't
guess it's coming off of the top of your Social Security.
Right.
Didn't mention it.
Right. And I have,
hold on, I'm looking at the first here. You have a cardiologist also?
Yes.
All right, so hold on here. I'm pulling up this guy first.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see, 7 0 8 3 6. Okay, let's look him up here. Is he a part of Baton Rouge Family Medical Center?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They all are.
What's the address? 103. Okay, so what's your other doctor? Your cardiologist?
Him is B-A-H-I-J in K-H-U-R-I. Hello?
Yep, I'm just typing it in here to pull him up here. Let's see. Cardiologist. He's a part of Ochsner Health?
Yeah, he's there too.
All right, so let me look him up here.
Okay.
B-A-H-J-I. Okay, so I do see he's at, let me see if I can see the address here.
He's at the same place.
Oh, okay, the 10310 the Grove Boulevard.
Yeah, they're all there.
Okay. When's the last time how often do you see these doctors? Is it like once a year or?
Well, I was supposed to see Dr. Curry this month, but I had to cancel it because I'm out of town.
Oh, okay.
But I want to know if I can make an appointment out here to a heart specialist and use my Medicare card.
Well, you'd have to use your Humana because anytime you enroll into a Medicare Advantage, it takes over and becomes your primary. Now, let me take a look at something here.
But I have a Medicare Advantage too.
Well, you, okay, so you have, technically you have both, but you cannot just use your Medicare by itself when you're in a Medicare Advantage.
No. Well, this is what I'm doing.
Sure.
I'm in Denver, Colorado, right now, and I need to see a doctor emergency. But I wanted
so
to know if
would,
I could use
you would have to use Humana. Because Humana is your primary. If you try to just do your Medicare, they're going to deny the claim in full.
Oh, no. I use
okay.
my Medicare and, no, when I go to the doctor, I use my Medicare and my VA together.
Oh, okay, well.
I don't use Humana for that.
Okay, and when's the last time you tried that?
I've been doing it in Louisiana.
Okay, and you haven't had any issues with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. All right, so what we need to do is we need to put you in something to where you're not having to pay the $55. So let me see what's going to be the best option for you. I found one with Aetna that's a PPO where you have in and out of network benefits. It does include, let's see here. It includes the silver sneakers. It includes over-the-counter. Also, it includes dental and vision. And let me check one other thing here for you.
Now, the silver sneaker,
mm-hmm.
I haven't got that. I haven't. Well, they told me that I can go to the center, the fitness center in Lafayette with the silver sneaker, but
I'll
I haven't got
places.
I haven't got that card yet.
Let's see. Okay, so let's see here.
What key is that? You bringing your breakfast? Oh, that doesn't start here.
And then my dad was dead. And,
trying to see if there's something that'll give you maybe a little bit additional, but I think that's going to be the best option here. Let's see. Now, the other thing also, have you had to be hospitalized in the last 2 years for anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, so I think what's going to give you the highest level of benefits, and I'm just double-checking here,
okay.
It's definitely going to be this Aetna PPO plan, and the good news is that we can have it take effect August 1st for you.
Okay.
All right, so let's see here.
I'm looking at the freezer for the sausages. So we got some sausages in there. You might want to have some of that.
Yeah, so it definitely, so bear with me a second here. So what I'm going to need to do before I get into any of the benefits here is just do what's known as a scope of appointment. So just hold on 1 second here.
Go ahead. Oh.
Okay, so the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services requires an agent to document the scope of marketing appointment prior to any individual sales meeting to ensure understanding of what will be discussed with the agent and the Medicare beneficiary or authorized representative. All information on this form is confidential and should be completed by each person with Medicare and his or her authorized representative. Okay, so that's just the disclosure that we have to read before I can go over the benefits here. Okay, so now, so if you had to use this Aetna PPO plan, you have a $5
mm-hmm.
copay for primary, and then you have a $35 copay for specialists, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the other thing is that if you did have to use the policy for, let's say, hospitalization, And this is how all of these plans work, including the Humana that you're on right now. So let's see here. Currently, your Humana plan, if you ended up in the hospital, you would have to pay a copay of $275 per day for the first 7 days. That's on top of the $55 that it's costing you per month. Now, with the Aetna, let's see here. It is lower. It's $225 for the first 7 days. And then after that, it's 100%. But you also have the VA as well. So, you know, your situation is a little bit different, you know. All right, so bear with me a moment here. I'm going to start the application process here for you.
Is already Medicare your address? Because I'm here. Mom, I can give them your address?
What? All right, so let's see here.
I can give them your address. Send it to me.
Yeah, how long are you going to be in Colorado for?
I don't know.
Okay, so, I mean, are you going to be there, you know, more than you maybe for the rest of the year?
Till the virus is there, till it go away.
Oof. Okay. So.
Yeah.
So you don't have a time frame, really.
No, I don't.
All right. So what's that zip code there? So let me see what options are in that zip code.
80014.
All right. Let me check that real quick here, because maybe that might be a better option. Let's see. And is that Denver County or is that Arapahoe?
That's Aurora County. What is this, Arapahoe? Arapahoe County.
Okay. All right, so let me just take a quick little gander here to see. Prime, PPO. All right, so let's see. So, yeah, because if you're planning on being there for, you know, you think maybe at least another 90 days?
No, not 90 days.
Okay, so probably less than 90 days?
Hopefully. Not less. No, not less.
Okay.
More.
More. Okay, so because if that's the case, what I think might be better.
I don't plan to move here. I'm not going to move here. I'm just here.
Okay, all right. So then we'll go with the Louisiana-based plan that you can still use it there.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll just do that. So I'm just going to stick to the original plan.
Yeah, I don't want to change anything because it's too difficult.
No problem. That's fine. All right, so let's see here. Plus, this is a PPO, so you don't have any type of network restrictions, and you're not going to have a premium, which is even better.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that, you know, they didn't mention the price when they enrolled you. It's kind of a little deceitful, you know?
Yeah, but really like I said, they just been telling me about all the benefits I can get.
Right.
And like I said, price never came up. So.
Yeah, but you know what?
They were taking money out of my check anyway. And I never saw it, so it don't matter.
They should have told you the price. I mean, that's just.
Yeah.
You know, I would get in trouble if I did something like that, like big trouble.
Yeah, but somebody got reported, and I never reported it, so.
Right.
I just let it go. So.
Yeah.
And they were taking money out of my check anyway. So.
No, I understand. Yeah, just with our rules and regulations and guidelines, I would not be, you know, I would get in some serious trouble for that. So it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably would if somebody reported it. But you see, that's the thing. Who's going to report it?
Yeah, you know, but also, too, all of our calls are, you know, because they're monitored and recorded for quality assurance. We have compliance that also goes over and checks to make sure everything was done properly. So.
Oh, yeah, I got what you're saying. Yeah, I got it. But they do, too. They just don't, you know, like I said, they just don't tell you the price or anything.
Yep. It's just internal, I guess, you know.
Right. They just tell you what they want you to hear. It's like the benefits, they don't tell you about the co-payment. They just tell you about the benefits, what you can get, where you can go, and who doctors you can see. And by that time, you don't lost interest in the price and everything else, so it don't really matter.
Very true. Very true. All right, so last part here. I'm just doing the scope on the phone here. This is just taking me a moment here.
Okay.
Without any spaces or
Hello?
I'm here. I'm just doing the scope of appointment here.
Oh.
I think when I stop talking, it auto-mutes. I'm still here. I wouldn't hang up on you.
Oh.
I'll have a confirmation number also for you.
Okay.
Now, the best phone number for you is at the 720-609-6843.
Right.
Perfect.
You're breaking up.
No, I'm still here. Don't worry.
Oh.
I'm just doing the first part of the scope of appointment on my cell phone because if we get them, then we do a little conference call. It only takes about 2 minutes anyway, which is really good.
Okay.
All right. Today is 7/28/2020. We're already past the halfway point of this year.
Oh, I can't keep up with them dates.
I know. Yeah, this year's been going by pretty quick.
So is the virus.
I know. Yeah, they shut down our building for a little bit.
They shut down a lot of things, a lot of buildings.
Yeah, I feel bad for anybody that's in, like, the restaurant business or in, you know, any kind of, like, service or, you know, where your nail salons,
they're opening those back up. They're opening up.
Yeah, they're opening them. They're starting to open them back up, but it's like they were out of work for 3 months, you know. Most businesses
can't
afford to withstand that.
Yeah, but they're going to make it. They just don't know. There's another virus coming, so they better prepare themselves for that one.
Yep. Okay, so last part in the process, I'm going to do all the button pushing. I'll be on the line with you. Towards the end of the call, you're just going to have to state your first and last name. So Penny A. Simon, and then your city and state. Is it pronounced
Brobridge?
Is it Brobridge? How do you pronounce that?
Brobridge.
Brobridge, Louisiana. Okay.
Right.
All right. So bear with me 1 second here. I'm just doing the conference now, and we'll be done in 2 minutes here. So this part's very easy.
Okay.
And then I'll have a confirmation number for you.
Okay.